Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where you had the opportunity to hear us start the segment out with No One Else by Greg Stafford. And now Norman Conner's Demby. I had mentioned on Monday that I'd be featuring Norman Conner this week. Yesterday we played Bubbles, and now it is Demby. And I tell you what we're going to be talking about today, teens and personality. What impacts the personalities of our teens? That's what we're going to be talking about a little later on. Something that may be very, very helpful to parents, teens themselves, you name it, grandparents, anyone who's working with the teens. How about teachers? But before we get to teens and personality, we're going to focus on prostitution. I'd mentioned that I want us to take a more in-depth look at prostitution, see what insights we can gain from that. Procon.org is providing a lot of information, and we're going to be talking about the pros and cons of prostitution. We looked at that a little bit a couple of weeks ago. We're going to revisit today. We're going to look further into it. And as I've said before, not only am I hoping that we'll gain more insights into prostitution, but hopefully a little bit more empathy for people who are involved against their will. As I said before, there are a lot of people who are involved in prostitution, and they're not in it against their will. They prostitute themselves, or they let other people prostitute them because they get paid for doing what they enjoy doing. That is a reality, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be upset with me for saying that. A lot of you know that that's true. Not every person who is pimped is being pimped against their will. There are people who look for opportunities to go to the, what do they call them? Speakeasies, wherever they go, where the clubs where they do the pole dancing and the sexually provocative dancing. There are people there because they enjoy doing that. They enjoy dancing provocatively, wearing very, very few clothes, because they enjoy the sexual nature of that kind of profession. And by the same token, there are women, there are people, men too, who are prostitutes because they want to be. I've heard so many say, you know, to talk about how they really like the money that they make. They really appreciate being able to be paid for doing something that they enjoy doing. This isn't something that I'm just assuming. I'm telling you what I've heard prostitutes say. I've heard some of them brag about how they make a lot more money than a lot of other people who have degrees and quote unquote legitimate jobs. And they enjoy what they do. They like their hours. So there are a lot of people who are prostitutes because they want to be, but there are also a lot of people who are prostitutes against their will. And that's why I'm saying that as we gain more insight, I'm hoping that we'll also begin to develop more empathy, especially when it comes to people who are caught up in human trafficking and they're being used to get other people paid, and they don't want to be involved in that at all. But through a series of events. All right. So before we start prostitution, let me let you know this. Betty Jones, I plan to be speaking with her this Thursday at 1:30 about Mock Academy and what they're doing to help build our community, particularly when it comes to helping to build our young people, our kids. Then on Power Friday, we'll hear from Dr. Craig Albert, assistant professor of political science at Augusta University, director of one of their cybersecurity programs. And one of the topics we'll talk about is hip hop and politics. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that should be an interesting and insightful conversation. Hip hop and politics. And then Megan Wade is going to give us more of the 411 on why we need to call 811 before digging. Saturday, we'll talk about ways that you can exercise that blood pressure right on down. And as we continue our look at personality, we're going to be exploring this whole notion of whether or not we like ourselves. And if we have some problems with ourselves, particularly with our personalities, can we change? We'll also talk about emotional resilience. We will conclude that discussion on Sunday. Spiritual perspectives. And as a reminder, just in case you are not able to be with us each time that we broadcast live from Perry Broadcasting of Augusta on 1550 AM The Voice, know that you can still catch the broadcast by going to speakingwith.com and clicking on Listen Online at your convenience. Find the name of the guest or the topic that you're interested in and click on that link. And then you can just click on the segments, each of the segments that you want to listen to, one segment at a time. And it's that easy. It is optimized for smartphone use. And so whether you'll be listening on your smartphone, whether you'll be listening on your laptop, you name it, is there for you online at your convenience. All right, let's go back to what's happening with the world of prostitution. And let's go to our pro-cons again, our pros and our cons of legalizing prostitution. That's the question. Should prostitution be legal? Should prostitution be legal? The pros are saying, yes, prostitution should be legal. The cons are saying, no, prostitution should not be legal. Let's start with our con. And let's get at least a couple of cons in here, cons and pros, before we go to some more general information about numbers of prostitutes, etc. Cons, let's start with our con. Dr. Melissa Farley, research and clinical psychologist, founder of the Prostitution Research and Education website, stated in a 2016 article, "The existence of prostitution anywhere is society's betrayal of women, especially those who are marginalized and vulnerable because of their sex, their ethnicity, their poverty, and their history of abuse and neglect. Prostitution is sexual harassment, sexual exploitation, often torture. Women in prostitution face a statistical probability of weekly rape, like domestic violence taken to the extreme. The complicity of governments sustains prostitution. When the sex trade expands, women are less likely to compete with men for jobs." She goes on to say that when prostitution is incorporated into states' economies, governments are relieved of the necessity of finding employment for women. Blood taxes are collected by the state as pimp in legal and decriminalized prostitution. Banks, airlines, internet providers, hotels, travel agencies, and all media are integral to the exploitation and abuse of women in prostitution tourism. They all make huge profits, and they're solidified as part of the economy. That's a con. One of the reasons that they're saying prostitution should not be legal. Here's a pro. Very, very briefly, summing up some of what we looked at previously. Pro, again, saying yes, prostitution should be legal. Amnesty International, in a May 26, 2016 policy paper, said that Amnesty International considers that to protect the rights of sex workers, it is necessary not only to repeal laws which criminalize the sale of sex, but also to repeal those which make the buying of sex from consenting adults or the organization of sex work, such as prohibitions on renting premises for sex work, a criminal offense. The fact that various aspects of sex work are treated as criminal conduct in many countries means that sex workers cannot rely on support or protection from the police. For many sex workers, reporting crimes experienced during the course of their work means putting themselves at risk of criminalization and/or penalization on the basis of their involvement in sex work, seizure of their earnings, potential loss of their livelihood through related sanctions, and/or monitoring by the police to detect their clients. As a result, sex workers, they go on to say, are frequently unable to seek redress for crimes committed against them, thereby offering impunity to perpetrators. In addition, the stigmatized and criminalized status that sex workers experience gives law enforcement officials in many countries the scope to harass, extort, and perpetrate physical and sexual violence against them, also with impunity. When they are not threatened with criminalization, penalization, sex workers are better able to collaborate with law enforcement to identify perpetrators of violence and abuse, including human trafficking. Here's another pro. Again, they're saying, yes, prostitution should be legal. This is from Gay Dalton, a former sex worker. In written evidence that was submitted to the UK Home Affairs Committee's Prostitution Inquiry, February 23rd, 2016, Gay Dalton says, I cannot understand why any form of criminal sanction should be considered applicable to the voluntary sale and purchase of sexual services in 2016. This is clearly a private matter in which the state should not seek to legislate. Criminalization does not help people get out of prostitution, and legislation does not trap them in it. As a society, we can choose whether to make it easier for people to escape prostitution or whether to make life harder for those trapped in it. She says she's always believed that any person selling sex has a right to demand whatever resources it would take for them to leave prostitution into a situation that they can really, realistically thrive and grow in. All right, that was our second pro. Here's our second con from Donna Gavin, a lieutenant in the human trafficking unit at the Boston Police Department. This is from March 23rd, 2015. She said that prostitution is not a fairy tale. Pretty Woman, she's referring to the movie there, normalizes something that destroys lives. It glamorizes prostitution and creates an illusion that prostitution is a voluntary, desirable occupation. The film suggests that prostituted people are knowledgeable and have other options they might have chosen. The reality is that prostitution and sex trafficking make up a harmful, pervasive, illegal, and violent criminal industry involving pimps and traffickers who are tied to gangs, drugs, and street violence. Now is the time to act. We need men and women to speak up for those who can't speak for themselves. We need to attack this harmful sex industry from all sides by targeting the pimps and the traffickers, providing services and exit strategies for those being prostituted, and educating and dissuading would-be buyers. We need to dissuade buyers from fueling this industry and hold them accountable when they do. All right, so we've had two cons, two pros. What are your thoughts in general about whether or not prostitution should be legal? And then, more specifically, what are your thoughts about the comments we've already heard?